I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News in charge of Ruidoso and Lincoln County. 38-year-old Adam Andrew Arbacek was arrested and charged by Capitan Police with one count of battery on a household member and one count of felon in possession of a firearm on Friday. According to police report, Arbacek fired a shot at the victim as she left in her vehicle in the 400 block of Smoky Bear Boulevard following a domestic violence incident. The victim was not struck by gunfire. However, Arbacek refused to exit the home for law enforcement and an hours-long standoff ensued. A few hours later, police officers made their way into the home and took Arbacek into custody. The Ruidoso Municipal School District will have a meeting coming up on Tuesday, February 2nd. Among the discussion items will be the reopening of the Ruidoso Middle School and also the Ruidoso High School, also enrollment update and the superintendent's report. Again, that meeting again is Tuesday, February 2nd, 5:30 p.m. House Republicans filed the lawsuit on Saturday, appealing what they call unconstitutional rule changes at the Roundhouse. They claim the rule changes adopted by the House chamber are significantly different than those of the Senate that will now allow them to legislate. State Representative and Republican Jim Townsend, the minority floor leader, was one of three state representatives spearheading the lawsuit.
Speaker has just decided he's going to change the rules so he can just force everything through. We kind of took issue with that. Pat Rogers was hired by Representative Scott, Representative Montoya, Rod Montoya, and myself, and supported by the whole caucus with all the lawsuits, have asked the courts to stay, to stop the process, and then to look at the rule changes and see if they are constitutional or not.
Now, House Democrats responded by saying that the changes were a commitment to public health after positive cases were announced at the Roundhouse last week.
That's the biggest bunch of bull I've heard in a long time. You would not have heard one thing about this had we not had one member that tested positive.
The legislative session resumes today. In charge of the news for Ruidoso and Lincoln County, I'm Tom A. Reese.